This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, don't forget our contest. Pick the day Britney Spears dies.
That's all I
and want a free trip to Mars on the shuttle.
I won't forget.
Send your entries to
North Pole.
That's not chocolate.com. This show is fueled by prescription drugs.
That's a good one, though. That's, I believe, where all contest entries should go.
Because my twofer was hurt yesterday.
Twofies. Right.
On Twofer Wednesday.
And you're rootless today.
Rootless. By the roots. Uh-huh.
A rootless performer.
You do not like the show Roots.
I didn't.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It has always been a man's world in the Roman Catholic Church, but some people feel they've really gone too far this time.
That's a happening church, Buzz.
In Southern California, the Archdiocese is ordering nuns out of their convents so the buildings can be sold to pay for the pedophile lawsuits. Three nuns in Santa Barbara got an eviction notice out by December 31st, which is 7 days after Jesus' birthday. A Sister Angela, a 69-year-old diabetic who gets around with a walker, was hoping she'd be able to live out her days in that building. No. So the sins of the fathers are being visited upon the sisters. Priest housing is not being sold. And the Archdiocese has ordered the sisters not to talk about this publicly. After all, the church has a public image to uphold.
Yeah. Remember when that was your old DJ name? Archdiocese?
I'm Archdiocese.
And I am most concerned about Sister Sledge.
Yes, of course.
I agree.
Well, the priest I worry about is Priest Holmes.
And, of course, Sister Christian as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Mary Elephant.
Class.
And Sister Golden Hair.
Oh. Sister Golden Hair.
Okay, you guys go at it.
They always do.
I'm out.
Oh, and Sister Soldier.
You know what? I'm never mind. You're king of the sisters.
My first king.
Congratulations.
All right.
Congratulations.
I didn't want to get involved in that because sometimes it's good to let sisters do it for themselves.
Thank you. The producers of Desperate Housewives are apologizing to the medical community.
Okay, Lennon sisters.
Oh, God.
I know it's too late, but I just said it just for Rob.
Yeah, that's a whole different sisters. You know, you got the Andrews sisters.
Mm-hmm. Right. The O'Donnell sisters.
Oh, you are.
Give them another one.
Wow. That was one just for you, Mike.
That one had teeth.
The wacky O'Donnell sisters.
Producers of Desperate Housewives are apologizing to the medical community in the Philippines after a remark by Terry Hatcher's character on Sunday.
What?
They get Desperate Housewives in the Philippines, and they were deeply hurt when Susan Meyer said, check those diplomas because I want to make sure they're not from some med school in the Philippines. That stirred up charges of racism in Manila. Even the Philippine government objected to what it called a racial slur.
Yeah, but they'll fold. I'm sorry.
The producers in their
You're on a slippery slope here.
In their public apology, the producers said there was no intent to disparage the integrity of any aspect of the medical community in the Philippines.
Here is the actual clip from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I know for a lot of women, the word menopause has negative connotations. They hear aging, brittle bones, loss of sexual desire.
Okay, before we go any further, can I check those diplomas? Because I would just like to make sure that they're not from some med school in the Philippines.
Look, there's a simple blood test we can use to
find out. I don't need any test. I am not old enough for menopause.
That offended them, and now the producers are talking about...
Oh, F them. I'm serious.
The producer... Now, you'll hate this, then. The producers are going to... Talking, at least, about cutting that line out of the show for any future airings or syndication.
Of course they will. That's the society we live in.
That's right. In Texas,
no wonder Britney Spears is committing suicide. Sponsored exclusively by the Don and Mike Show.
And what's that website?
It's not chocolate.com.
It's just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.com. Your suicide station.
In Texas, a car dealer's apologizing for an
email. Percodan is addictive.
A car dealer's apologizing for an email ad that was captioned, "Tired of the wet backs?" It was a joke about the new air-conditioned seats. They keep your back from getting sweaty. The employees will now have to take sensitivity training again. Exactly.
Well, I tell you, little Robbie Spiewak.
It's happening everywhere.
The people we used to ridicule, the people who are already well into Christmas shopping, they may get the last laugh this year.
Why?
Because this year, and you know, I don't want to alarm anyone, we're very likely facing a toy shortage.
Oh!
my God.
It's sex toys.
Sorry,
no!
Sally.
Toxic plastics and lead paint from China have been yanked from the shelves, and fewer are being allowed in.
Oh, Jesus.
Imports are being slowed. Incoming toys have to be more safety tested.
Why go on?
The result, Santa appears to be facing a shortage of toys.
Not enough toys?
Right.
What's a girl to do?
Kill yourself, Brittany.
Okay.
Early shoppers also know that Walmart and Target are right now slashing toy prices before everyone's broke, hoping that we'll go into the stores and buy more expensive stuff. By Thanksgiving, at least when it comes to toys, the good stuff may all be gone.
Oh, boy.
I'm counting on my kids misbehaving, and so it won't affect us.
Yeah, so they just get the coal.
That's right. One lump of coal and some aspirin.
Right.
The hotness of
Cinderkloss.
And Black Peter.
The hotness of Angelina Jolie is to blame for 80% of the world's computer viruses. Bogus emails offering nude pictures of her carry those viruses, but
it's a nightmare that just won't go away.
It's not all on her, though. Nicole Kidman, Natalie Portman, and the fictional Lara Croft also tempt guys into the virus web. On Chicago's South Side, 54-year-old Jesse Martin's dead because
that is the baddest part of town. And if you go there, I want you to beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
Right.
Because
he's bad.
This
bad.
Guy's woman of 15 years found his computer porn stash. After she found the CD-ROM, she shot him to death for having pictures of other women nude.
Before he could get the razor out of his shoe?
Mm-hmm.
He was a gambler, and he stood about 6'4".
Finally, in North Carolina, a 46-year-old man's been arrested because of the nude pictures of himself that he left for CVS for developing. CVS did not call the police because of those pictures. They called because the guy kept calling to ask one particular clerk how she liked them.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Wow.
Wish we had more.
Yeah. More pills?
But the little pill bottle says, go home and eat me up.
That's right. It's Peter North time.
See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ted?
Ron Jeremy.
That's it. He wins every night with that one.
Suppository.
This is the Don and Mike Show.